The decision by Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, accused mastermind of the September 11th attacks, and four other terrorism suspects in a New York City federal court has set off a heated national debate. Many Republicans have attacked the decision, declaring a civilian trial constitutes an unnecessary risk of new terrorist attacks targeting New York, gives Khalid Sheikh Mohammed an international platform to promote jihad and al-Qaeda, and will provide 9/11 defendants access to highly classified material. Although former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani has launched attacks on Holder's decision, the failed 2008 presidential candidate was himself a supporter of civilian trials in New York for those accused in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center and September 11th conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui, who was sentenced to life in prison by a Virginia federal court. But not all conservatives are criticizing Holder's decision. Former Libertarian Party presidential candidate and U.S. Representative Bob Barr, Republican of Georgia, American Conservative Union Chairman David Keene, and Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist signed a letter agreeing that civilian courts were the proper forum for terrorism trials. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Marjorie Cohn, immediate past president of the National Lawyers Guild and a professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law. She talks about the benefits of a civilian trial for accused 9/11 terrorists while criticizing the Obama Justice Department for prosecuting other detainees before military tribunals.
The federal courts in the United States are perfectly well suited to protect high-security detainees. We've had many, many terrorism trials and people serving time, including life sentences for acts of terrorism. And we have the Classified Information Procedures Act, which judges and prosecutors who have handled terrorism cases in U.S. courts say are perfectly effective in protecting classified information. So I think that this is really blowing a lot of hot air. I think it's political posturing on the part of some Republicans, not all. And I think that we should look at the facts, and that is that the federal courts have, since 2001, 289 individuals have been charged with terrorism-related offenses in federal courts. Some of them are still pending, but federal prosecutors convicted 195 out of 214 defendants. That's a success rate of 91%. And if we look at what's happened with the Guantanamo detainees, there have been no convictions by the so-called legal system at Guantanamo of any individuals associated with the 9/11 attacks. In fact, after 7 years that the Guantanamo prison has been open, the legal system there has led to the prosecution and conviction of only three detainees, and two of them had sentences of less than a year, and both detainees were subsequently released. So there's really no good reason to oppose trials in U.S. federal courts. I think more alarming is the fact that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is picking and choosing different levels of due process depending upon how easy he thinks it would be to get a conviction. So some people get more due process than others. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of 9/11, is going to get a federal trial with all the due process rights. And yet five other people, including Abdel Rahim al-Nashiri, who is accused of masterminding the 2000 attack on the USS Cole warship in Yemen, and the juvenile Canadian Omar Khadr, who's accused of killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, are going to have to be tried in military commissions. An earlier iteration of these military commissions was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. Now, they have been revised, but they're still fundamentally flawed in a number of ways. So I would like to see all of these detainees, for whom there is probable cause to believe they've committed a crime, tried in federal civilian U.S. courts with full due process rights.
President Obama's comments presupposing the guilt and execution of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, as well as Eric Holder's contention that if for some astonishing reason he were to be acquitted, that he would not be released. And this really does appear to be a show trial. And for what purpose, do you think?
Well, I think that they want to show that they're tough on terror. They're confident, I think, that they can get a conviction. Even though, now remember, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded I can't remember how many times, numerous times, several times a day for a long period of time, ostensibly, according to the Senate Armed Services Committee report, to create a connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, so to justify Bush's illegal war on Iraq, and that connection was never made. But he was tortured, and who knows what his mental state is now.
Critics of a civilian trial for these accused 9/11 terrorists say they don't deserve the rights of a civilian court. And after all, the 9/11 attack was an act of war, so this more properly belongs in a military commission. How do you respond to that issue of, you know, the venue based on the act of terrorism?
This was not an act of war. These were crimes against humanity. When 19 men, 15 of whom came from Saudi Arabia, they didn't come from Afghanistan or Iraq, got on planes and used them to kill 3,000 civilians, that's a crime against humanity. We were not attacked by another government. That was not an act of war. And I think the right has really used that to fan the flames of anti-immigrant and immigration reform. There's been, as I said, a lot of racism, and also to try to deny these people due process. The former Navy General Counsel, Alberto Mora, testified before Congress and said something very, very telling. And this is what Alberto Mora told Congress, quote, "There are serving U.S. flag rank officers who maintain that the first and second identifiable causes of U.S. combat deaths in Iraq, as judged by their effectiveness in recruiting insurgent fighters into combat, are respectively the symbols of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo," unquote. And then you look at the denial of due process to these people, and also the refusal to bring to justice the big-time war criminals, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rice and the rest, for their crimes.
That was Marjorie Cohn, immediate past president of the National Lawyers Guild and a professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law. Contact the Guild by calling area code 212-679-5100 or visit their website at nlg.org.